August 5th, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere Mulberry, episode 47.
Sure to say please.
Ahoy.
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. I always have some with me when I'm sailing the seas. Shiver me timbers.
There she blows.
Mac and cheese makes me feel good from my head to my toes.
Hey, why don't you kids shut the hell up, okay? you be quiet.
Hey everybody, it's me, the J-Strom, here at the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. Episode 47 here, baby, and we got lots of TV shows and movies to talk about. Here to my left, I have the pop culture zealot, Steven. How are you doing, Steven?
Doing great today.
Are you zealoting a lot of pop culture this week?
Yes, I am.
That's good to know.
I've got a vacation this week, so I'm going to just soak it all in.
You're going to create history, and the person to write down that history is Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite all right, sir. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
And also, when you're writing down that history, it becomes news, and that news is covered by Vanessa. How you doing, Vanessa, our Mulberry newswoman? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, guys, I'm glad you're here with me because it's just in time. Do you ever feel that you need to explode about something? You need to talk about something, and then Saturday comes and you can get it all off your chest? Because I always feel that way.
Nope, never had that.
Okay.
I have guests sometimes where I feel like I'm going to explode.
Now, we don't have any voicemail this week, which is very sad. I don't know.
No way.
I think Eugene's on summer vacation in the Poconos
he's in camp,
or something.
Summer camp.
Yeah, he's in summer camp. Definitely.
In the Poconos.
He's definitely at summer camp right now.
He's hanging out
he's
with
at Star
the old
Wars
Jewish
summer
people
camp.
At Mel Gibson.
Right now, he's probably busy with this color war, that kind of thing right now.
Was it Star Wars or will he be. He's in the Serenity summer camp.
Yeah.
No, he's at the D&D summer camp. Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
You're frozen with my magic mushroom. Yeah, you've been taking magic mushrooms, all right.
He plays live-action role-playing games.
Have you guys ever seen that? The people who play live-action role-playing?
Yes, lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
Sleep!
Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
Sleep!
Lightning bolt!
You are vanquished.
Meet the girl clapping at the end, like, what are you doing there?
Meat and ale for everyone. What a hearty battle that was. So I'm sure Eugene's doing that right now. Now, guys, I've kind of gotten out of the video game thing, you know, ever since we had a daughter. She's now two, and I haven't seen any games that really gotten me excited and wanting to play until now.
Reports of violence are coming in from neighboring states. The governor is telling everyone to stay in their home. This is not a joke. It appears that the dead are coming back to life and eating the flesh of the living.
Reports of walking dead are coming in from around the tri-state area. It is unclear why or how this is happening.
Dead Rising.
Hey, clever title.
And the commercial, it looks like you're running around in a mall killing zombies. And that's basically what it is. And it looks like you could pick up anything in the mall
and use it. And I even saw on one clip that you can use a lightsaber to kill zombies. How sweet is that? I mean, come on.
I already have it on pre-order. I await Tuesday.
Oh, man, I am so jealous because it looks so cool.
Well, I'll let you know. It could be a boring hack and slash. I might get tired of it. But anything with zombies, I don't get tired of.
It could be, but, you know, I doubt that. I wish that my job was killing zombies.
What is it exactly that you do?
I'm a doctor. What about you?
I kill zombies.
Yeah, just like that chick. I love killing zombies.
I wonder if this game has that little body shack after all.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, that would top it off for me right there.
Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Steven might have to go out and buy an Xbox 360 this week.
Yeah. Steven, buy it. Bring it over. We're going to play it all weekend, baby. Now, guys, there's another thing. Besides that game and all that, I've discovered a new hobby. And don't laugh when I say this, all right? It is karaoke, all right? Ever since we talked about I Know What You Did Last Summer, I went to a karaoke place. I still know what you did last summer. I went to the guy and I go, hey, can I ask you a question? He was like, sure, anything. And I was like, could I reprogram this to say whatever I want during a song if I only had one hand? And he looked at me like I was crazy and just kind of walked away. So I didn't really get the answer to that question. But what I did learn is that I'm a badass singer. How would you guys like to hear me singing some karaoke?
Woo! Do it.
Oh, yay.
We're going to have to question your song choice.
I love Jacko, guys.
Oi.
Oh, hell yeah. Not that Jacko.
Oh.
Vanessa.
Shimo!
I went to the studio with Quincy Jones. He helped me work this out.
Fine tune the voice.
To get this sound, I squeezed my testicles as hard as I could.
Yeah, please stop, please.
So, what do you guys think about that? Pretty awesome?
Yeah, I think you should go on America's Got Talent.
Compared to...
I am going there next, guys.
Well, yeah, you're too old for American Idol, so...
Damn, those bastards, they actually have an age limit?
Yes.
I look pretty youthful, I could lie!
You gotta fake your birth certificate.
Yeah, you were all fool. Oh, I was awful, huh? You know what else is awful? Getting shot!
You're talking rubbish!
Thank you, Simon. Hey, guys, let's do entertainment!
No.
Hey, Bill, do you remember the TV show called Ed with Tom Cavanaugh and Julie Bowen?
I sure do. A classic.
It was a great show.
That was ended before its time.
Indeed. It was a bowling alley lawyer, and it was a great show. Hilarity ensued. And one of the characters on there was young Warren Cheswick. That actor is Justin Long, and he's in this new movie called Accepted. Let's check it out.
Relax, we're all going to college, okay?
This is said by the guy who's been rejected by 7 schools.
All Bartleby Gaines ever wanted was to be accepted.
I can't believe I didn't get into state.
All he ever got.
I'm having a party at my house, and I was wondering if you'd like to,
I'd love to.
Well, Arlon.
Was rejected.
Hey, I hate my life. Have fun being hot.
So after every college turned him down...
You want to have a happy and successful life? You go to college.
His only option... was to make one up.
South Harmon Institute of Technology. This is the act of a desperate, wildly unrealistic person.
Your son is going to college.
All we have to do is lease a place near Harmon so we can fool our parents.
I hope you guys have hobo stabbing.
Is this starting to seem like a morphed version of other films?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the
Who was that?
It'd be really cool if you guys wouldn't tell people I scream like that.
From the studio that brought you American Pie.
Guys, I think this could work.
Oh, well, sign me up.
We're here for orientation.
From you the people that brought you the Bench Warmers.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Just show of hands, how many people apply?
From the people who brought you Vibes with Cindy Lauper. Oh, that'll get me in the theater.
We said yes to you.
From the people that brought you Honey.
Earth girls are easy.
There are no tests, required reading, or
from the director of Once Bitten.
Whatever the students say they want to
learn. Yes, Richard Benjamin. Hell yes.
Flavor. I'm working in some very unstable herbs.
This summer.
You want me to be the dean of your college?
Come on, what do you say?
We gotta have pot jokes, identify with the teens.
The belief that they're gonna have a better life.
For anyone who thinks
got Lewis Black for the older crowd
has hit an all-time low.
Yeah, what's Lewis Black doing in a piece of shit like this?
I have no idea.
Universal Pictures presents a whole new school.
Oh wait, there's the power pop music for the teens.
Money yes.
Really learn. You just need people with the desire to.
And now to hook them in with some Nickelback. Fish in.
Wet T-shirt party.
The promise of breasts. I'm there. Yeah. Sold. Let's see, we got the music, we got the pot jokes, we got the breastises, I'm there, sign me
okay,
up.
Okay, now let's try and analyze what movies there are in that movie. Revenge of the Nerds,
right.
Animal House.
Some old school, maybe?
I'd say Animal House.
Well,
Animal
the, House. Remember, old school, the idea is they started their own fraternity and they're not in school. This guy creates his own college. University.
Yeah, but remember, in Revenge of the Nerds, they kind of started their own fraternity, too. I mean, they
joined an existing one, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Yeah, but they were white guys that went to a black...
Right, so definitely, they put in a bunch of 80s teen comedies and stirred it up into a pot. And it's from the people who brought you American Pie. You know, that means nothing to us, but...
Yeah, it might have one producer from American Pie.
is there somebody sitting on a couch watching the commercial and go, the people who made American Pie? I love that movie! I'm gonna go see this!
Yeah, this is gonna flop miserably. Poor Justin Long. Bad choice, bud.
So that's accepted, Vanessa. There, I covered it. I'm sorry. I knew you were a big Justin Long fan, but there you go. Let's check out what's on our TiVo! All right, guys, America's Got Talent. We all equally hate this show, and I don't know why I keep talking about it every week. But this week, a stripper... No, in defense of her, I call her stripper, she's a burlesque dancer. And I don't know if
she... She thinks she's a regular Dita Von Teese.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this, Bill, but she's a burlesque dancer, and people are really uptight about this. She doesn't show anything. In fact, she wears more than a girl in a bikini does on the stage. But people are hiding their eyes during this. But let's check it out, because there's special attention given to
They show one middle-aged woman hiding her eyes, and then like a 10-year-old boy.
They're just like, are you
eyes.
Serious, lady? Have you ever seen your own breasts, ma'am?
No!
No, I hide from them!
No! I shower in the dark!
Satan gonna get me if I look at my breastises! This lady pays special attention to the Hoff. Let's check it out.
Good morning, Michael. I took the liberty of hiring a new mechanic. She has the best hands in the business.
Kit is on stage with her!
So racy.
She looks like trouble, Kit. I think you're overheating.
You're sure not, Michael. She's a
trouble. Oh, my gosh.
She hired some top-quality voice actors for that.
Yeah, she did.
Kit, I think she's...
Oh, yes, she is, Michael.
And you know, I'm not... David Hasselhoff was totally eating all this up, man.
Of course, it's all about him.
He loves when anybody kisses his ass.
I've got to stop her. It's a family show.
Yeah, it's great.
I suggest extreme caution, Michael.
You got it, pal.
Where did she dig up Burt Ward to do the voices? Love Robin.
Get me out of here. She's about to...
I know you're going to be upset,
really?
But you're not going to get to the final. That's not talent.
Really?
No.
I disagree.
This is not what this show is about. Maybe across the street, but not here.
I'm going to
go. What the hell does that
street?
Mean?
Bitch.
You know,
I think there's a classier show across the street.
I was wondering what happened to Kit all these years. And now I see what he's been doing. Anyway, I thought it was very, very entertaining, and it's great to see Kit, and I'll see you across the street!
No one's going to take you guys seriously. No one.
This is serious.
It's
very serious. I've got a slight.
It's not like Moesha. Now that showed I had talent. And I was also. I still know what you did last summer.
I've got to be very. Got to be very careful what I've got to say here. No, I'm afraid you lost me. I loved you in the first round, but when I found out you were a secret Hasselhoff groupie, I'm afraid something inside me died. So. I'm afraid.
Thanks
you
a lot,
and I
Simon Bowell.
After that,
clever play on words, Steven. You like that? So, anyway, it wasn't over there, you guys. You know, I know what you're saying. You're saying it couldn't get any worse than that, but no, Kit was there to stay on the stage because the Hoff decided to treat us all to a song.
No, he did not sing "Jump in My Car."
Oh. So I guess they like to torture people on the show. But that same lady who covered her eyes at the burlesque dancer was cheering and dancing. She was all into it.
He obviously didn't sing. That's lip syncing.
When he got on stage, you saw him nod at a guy, and the guy put the little needle on the phonograph for the songs.
Yeah,
start the tape now.
When is this show going to be done? When is it going to be over?
When Regis dies.
Thank you. Now, this week on Rockstar Supernova, Delana rocked the his house.
Yeah.
What? You guys don't
like
this?
She sounds like she should be singing for Meatloaf.
Oh, yes, Delana. Whoa, what the hell happened there? At the end of the song, did she kick in a TV or something?
She fell over and broke her glass eyeball.
So, on Rockstar Supernova, what do you guys think so far? Have you guys picked your winner?
It's going to be Lucas. The freaky-looking short
little
guy
freaky
with the hair.
Looking dwarf with the skunk
yeah.
head.
Now, why won't it be Delana?
Because she's old and she sucks.
Yeah, she just...
You guys think that, but what does Supernova think of Delana? Do you think they like her, but they know she's probably not going to make it because
right.
of the
yeah.
way she looks?
Yeah, she's got personality and whatnot, but...
But Tommy Lee says that he wants some of that, so...
Well, you know, look at him.
He could get he could get some of that and still not pick her
yeah,
for the win.
Yeah, just not care.
Yeah. Now, guys, on Last Comic Standing, you guys have all pretty much picked your winner, right? Chris Porter.
Chris
Porter.
Now, I've picked my winner, and that's Ty. Let's check it out.
Now, Cartoon Network, all day, all night. I'm like, who are you broadcasting to? Is there some little boy that's pacing his room at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with candy cigarettes and hot chocolate? I can't freaking get to sleep. Test on shapes tomorrow.
He's going to win. He's going to win. You go,
oh, yeah,
Ty.
That's hilarious.
What do you guys think of Ty?
He's hit or miss.
Hit or miss, he sucks.
What do you guys, so, man? Did you check out that material?
He needs to go back to Funny Bone and Funny Bone.
Is that still around?
What, the Funny
Bone? Yeah, Funny Bone. Now, Last Comic Standing, what do you guys think? How many episodes are left of this?
I think one. Or no, two, I'm sorry.
Probably
two more in the big finale. So in the next couple episodes, we'll cover the huge finale. Now,
I'm sure it's going to be enormous.
Yeah, all 2 million people watching.
Bill, come on, you got to sell it. Come on.
There might be a guest spot from Jay Moore. Oh, my God.
Bill, talk about how excited you are for the finale and go.
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets.
Now, guys, forget about Last Comic Standing. On Project Runway, which no one's been watching, one of the contestants was kicked off. Now, the reason being is he had some kind of books under his bed. Let's try to guess what kind of books those were.
We have a couple of issues. One is the books that are illegal. You're incredibly talented. And that's why these books make me sick. For the designers on the show, it's definitely an issue. And the other is...
He said
your
it's illegal, so...
departure.
And
accordingly, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh. So there you go.
It would have to be child porn or bestiality or
something.
Yeah,
something like that.
Or it could be books on how to
design,
sew.
Yeah.
No, wait, go with it. See, yeah, gay porn. No, from
the Ukraine.
Ethiopia. Ukraine. I was like, I had Ethiopian Ukraine. I love that. We're just trying to pull something.
It's buzzard on starving child porn.
Oh, bestiality. So anyway, speaking of bestiality, let's check out what happened this week on Hell's Kitchen.
There's no way on earth any of you are going to make me look stupid. I'll order 6 covers, table 30.
Yes, chef.
6 covers, table 30.
Yes,
there you
chef.
Go. Standing staring at me. We stopped shopping now, missus. Let's go.
Yes, chef.
3 spaghetti and lobster, 2 tempura, 1 risotto. Entree, 3 Wellington, 1 chicken, 1 duck, 1 salmon.
Chef.
If I heard of 6, I wouldn't even wait.
Do you guys get sick of the yes, chef?
Yes, chef. Yes, chef. Yes, chef.
Move your
ass. Yes, chef.
While Virginia is spinning her wheels,
what would happen if you called him Gordo?
It is down to either Keith, Sarah, or I.
Virginia, what?
You blimey bleeper!
I really gotta step up tonight. I really, really, really gotta step up tonight.
Velma's really gotta step it up.
Service, please. Where are the green beans? Oh, hello, Dizzy Lizzy. Where are my green beans? Hey, who are you
okay, so
to?
We've got
myself.
Donkey,
good.
Dizzy Libby.
Who's holding this up, Heather?
Virginia, chef.
Why are we holding this table up?
I'm just trying to move as fast as I can.
Yeah, well, hey, Missy.
Trying to do it, you guys.
Missy.
Yes,
listen,
chef.
You're trying to go as fast as you can. Do me a favor.
Yes,
hello?
Chef.
Hello? Look
yes,
at me in
chef.
The eyes. Look
yes,
at me.
Chef.
Watch her for 2 minutes.
Yes, chef.
That's fast. One salmon, one duck, 1 minute on the hot plate, yes?
I'm not ready on that salmon yet.
Oh, come on.
I need 2 minutes on the salmon, please.
Why didn't you say?
I've been saying, chef.
Oh, come on, ladies. We're just going. Everything's flowing, then.
Yes, chef.
Take the duck back.
Yes,
why
chef.
Why is going so slow?
Take the duck back.
I know it's on fire, chef. My mistake.
Missy, I know it's your mistake, clearly. Duck perfectly cooked.
Yes, chef.
Salmon, how long?
I need 2 minutes, chef.
Still 2 minutes?
I have to reheat my duck because that got screwed. 2 minutes.
You have until this clip's over to finish that.
Sarah.
Yes, chef.
Now you can
yes, chef.
The entrees.
Yes, chef.
I can spot the weak link in the chain. Missy,
yes, chef.
Move. Sarah, don't you dare sabotage this service.
No, chef.
So far, it's been immaculate.
Yes, chef.
Let's go. 3 salmon, 1 turbo.
Heather?
What?
Is there any other salmon in the house?
What's going on? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, there's a salmon
chef,
in the living room.
Come in, you!
He's picking up someone's plate.
Chef!
Yes, chef. I don't have enough salmon to get through the night.
You're not serious, are you?
I am serious, chef.
Hey, I'd f*** off and go and buy some if I was you.
May I substitute using turbo?
Why don't you check
oh, yeah, because that's exactly like salmon. A whitefish, salmon, no big deal.
Please, thank you. Hey, you f*** off, Lydia. You useless cow.
Herbert's in here.
Wow!
Sorry, chef.
Yeah, no, missy. You're finished, aren't you?
Oh, chef, come on.
Hey, what do you mean, come on? I want you to come on. I want you to wake up.
Well, chef, I told you, and they're resolving it now, and all I can do is give them the turbo. I have the salmon, the
that's
fresh,
right.
And it's only two.
And whose fault was it? Don't get set with me in my
kitchen when you're standing there sulking because you f***ed the salmon.
I'm sulking, chef. It's chef.
Yeah? You're finished. Hot dogs are slamming.
I wish you would just haul off and slap one of them.
So, who got knocked off that week?
Sarah.
This week?
Sarah.
Sarah, the useless.
So, thank God.
So, Velma from Scooby-Doo finally got kicked off.
As she's leaving, she goes, as we say in Texas, Chef, kiss my grits.
Oh, jeez. You know, we don't say that. They say that in Arizona. Flo and Alice, come on. This chick doesn't know anything.
This is Hell's Kitchen, not Mel's Diner.
Yeah. Now, that's Hell's Kitchen. I can't wait to see what happens next. Now, guys, there's a new show that we talked about last week that I'm so excited about, and that is Who Wants to Be a Superhero? We've all watched it now, and I think we all equally love it, right?
It's awesome.
No, I can't say I love it.
No.
But I watch it because it's a train wreck. It's just so funny.
That's why you love it, because it is a train wreck.
I think the show is so cheesy that it's endearing. And what I'll say
this. See, I see nothing endearing about its cheesiness.
I love it. Now, this is it. Okay, take Hell's Kitchen, Project Runway, Last Comic Standing, Big Brother even, Survivor, all those. A lot of times it shows the worst side of people. This show, Stan Lee, he wants to see people's true heroic selves, their positive outlooks.
Wow, you're really feeding the bullshit.
Now, one thing he did this week, he wanted everyone to ask anonymous questions to each other, and here's those questions and answers. Let's check it out.
If you think the person standing next to you isn't superhero material, now is the time to let me know. Write down questions that you want to ask each other. Don't sign your name, and I will read them aloud. Put your questions in that tube in the corner, and they'll be whisked away to me.
Or a prop guy will come in between commercials.
Pressure when you're on the hot seat. Okay, superheroes, let's see what you've written. This first question is for Creature. Ouch. This is a little rough.
I love his commentary.
Your hair is starting to scare me. When is the last time you washed it?
My hair stores my superpowers. So when I wash my hair, I feel empty and powerless.
Creature needs to work on her appearance. She looks like a homeless Princess Leia.
Wow. This next question is a little mean-spirited. Fatma, do you really think that a fat superheroine would be a good role model for children?
Whoa, low blow, man.
I certainly do, or I wouldn't be here.
Who's dissing Fat
Who
Mama?
Who asks these kind of questions? If you have a problem with my weight, ask me to my face.
Iron no, they're anonymous, Sorcerer. Fat Mama.
It's Someone's starting got to nothing. Stink in here. Would it kill you to use a little antiperspirant?
Somebody stinky.
He doesn't even wear clothes.
I love how he raises his arms up after they say that.
It's a special roid stink.
Yeah.
He's sweating out the roids.
Whatever. I don't care what you think about me. I'm not here to make any friends at all. I'm only here to win the prize.
And wear a big,
Major
cumbersome
victory.
Gun.
Yes, sir. Do you think a superhero who's a male stripper sends a bad message to the kids?
That question was a low blow. I'd love to know who asked that.
Well,
I'm not a male stripper anymore. I guess being a male stripper gave me a lot of experience, and maybe I can spread that to the youth.
What?
Teach them to strip.
What did you
I can teach
like
young boys to strip.
Bad answer.
I'm not saying to hit a pole, kids.
Shake your moneymaker, sweetie.
That. I was just trying to say that I've learned from my mistakes, and kids should know what I did was wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's take a last question. Someone wants to know, the Iron Enforcer seems to be on steroids.
Whoa.
Is that legal?
It's not the Tour de France.
Well, if steroids are used for a positive thing...
Good thing, no? Exactly. Good
Wait
answer.
A second.
What the hell?
Don't they use them in like baseball to help them hit home runs? Is that not a positive thing?
How dare they single me out? When they're the
ones they do
the
use
problems.
Them for medical reasons also.
The Iron Enforcer is using steroids to fight crime, right? Killing yeah. bad guys.
That's no, you're not reason. Supposed to kill the bad guys.
He needs them to hold up that gigantic gun.
Yeah, he's like, this gun is the most high-tech weapon to date, and it's very heavy.
What does it do?
Nothing.
Pretty. They also had a task this week, and it was a very tough task. Let's check it out.
There's a little old lady, and she's locked herself out of her house. She needs your help. All you have to do is climb over the back fence,
ball,
go
chickle,
through
ball,
the
chickle,
back
ball,
door,
ball, ball,
and
ball,
let
ball.
Her into the house.
Whoa! Those dogs don't like superheroes.
I think I have a new name. Major Dog Food.
All you have to do is get past the dogs and touch the back door with any part of your body. This challenge is all about courage and tenacity. If at any time you lose that courage, you have only to say uncle and the dogs will back off. I'm very curious to see who makes it to the door or how long you last before you give up.
Now, my favorite part about this task is when Fat Mama goes to do it, she throws a donut at the dog.
But she bites it first. She's got to have a bite of it before she
yeah,
throws
for
it away.
Energy.
Like a grenade. She throws it.
No, she bites it for energy, she says.
Yeah, and the dogs just completely ignore it. The best part is you look closely, she jumps, and when she lands, the force of it throws all of her donuts off her belt. Poor Fat Mama, she doesn't make it. The coolest bit here was when Monkey Girl persevered, she just did it as long as it took. And
she wasn't giving up.
It was like nearly 10 minutes, and finally she touched the door.
Yeah, I think the dogs actually dragged her to the door after 10 minutes.
Yeah, and the
like,
worst...
please, just touch the door so we can stop.
Yeah.
Well, it looked like she kind of wiggled around and got... because they were... you're right, they were pulling, and she was like kind of maneuvering, it looked like, and got them to pull towards the
worst
house.
Was Iron Enforcer, though, because he nearly got up there, and he's about like a foot away and finally just gave up. What was that all about? But I would
his
say...
roids gave out.
I like Tavaculus when he jumps over the fence and they let the dogs loose. He like he comes at him like, you know, like a football center and just plows through these dogs.
Yeah,
the dogs. And it's like
you hear the dogs yelp.
Yeah.
They yelp. The funniest part about all that is when the dogs, they first hit everyone. They slam into them and they have this huge punch sound and they fly to the ground. None of the
and
women.
Then the crunch sounds whenever they're on the ground.
But the worst was Cell Phone Girl because she lasted 4 seconds. She like got knocked down and said, "Uncle," she was done.
The dogs tackled her and she was done.
I had
she
a headache and the dogs made it worse.
So what it ended up happening is Stanley put three of them up on the block, of course, and that is Cell Phone Girl, Iron Enforcer, Creature.
Creature kept laughing when she was being attacked.
She laughed about it, but she laughed because she was nervous and stuff. Now, Iron Enforcer, I thought he was going to go here, but he said this very sweet words, and I think this kept him in the game.
They were poignant.
Yeah.
Iron Enforcer.
I don't want people to get to know me for my physical side, which is the most apparent. It's the spiritual side of me that's my best quality. This is why... I would like to stay.
Thank it's my physical Iron side that does the steroids. My spiritual side does not.
I think he would have gone, but Cell Phone Girl, she said that she still had a headache, and she didn't do anything to save herself, so she got kicked off. Now
I was waiting for her to pass out from an aneurysm or something. Nobody has a headache that long.
I got a headache. Take an aspirin, lady. After that, Stan Lee surprised them all with makeovers, and they all got their new costumes and stuff. And the funniest one is Tavaculus, because he had this ridiculous outfit made with these feathers, and then he decided to trim the feathers.
Into a gay pride parade.
Yeah, those weird-looking
they look like
banana
chili
peppers on
yeah.
it. Yeah,
all he needed was roller skates. That would have been complete.
Yeah, that would have been great. And then,
but he can't just come out and say... oh, this is really ugly. He has to go, oh, thank you, sir, by the thunder power.
No, he goes, by the source of light.
I love it. And he says, "I know I'm a superhero now." You know, it's like
saying, "By the source of light, which one? The one in the room? The one
is that the lamp in the
by
corner?
By the eternal source of light.
By the lamp in the corner." No, I thought Lemuria's outfit looked great.
See, I hated Lemuria's outfit because I liked her original one because it showed off her cleavage and her boobs bounced and everything.
Yeah,
and
they
got her all covered up.
They covered it all up, yeah. But Creature, she got a really good makeover. She kind of looks hot
she
now.
She looked terrific, yeah. She
before
real
she looked
hot
really
after.
Scary, but now she looks kind of hot.
Yeah, before she looked like skanky.
Yeah, she looked like she probably
had
some...
She had a nice midsection.
But Monkey Girl, she looked pretty good. They kept the bananas. And I think, you know, say what you will about Fat Mama, her outfit looked great.
I liked it.
And
it
the makeup
bad.
Was just terrific.
Do you know Stanley goes, from Fat Mama to Hot Mama? It's like, whoa! Iron Enforcer's kicked off the show, which is sad, and he's walking home. Very upset. He's really pissed off.
Yeah, there just happens to be a camera there.
For some reason, a camera crew was following him home on this set that looked like his... apparently, he lives a block from the show, also.
And people just leave TVs out in the trash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And also, the TV
plugged
comes...
in.
Yeah. No, I think it's powered by that lightning that shoots in the trash can that roasts the costumes.
Tiberius' source of light.
Tiberius by the source of TV power! Now, all of a sudden, the TV comes on, and it's like, hold it right there, Iron Enforcer! And he goes, huh? He does like a double take.
He does the worst acting double take in the history of acting.
Yeah.
He has like single lines, and they're so poorly delivered.
He's like, how would you feel about becoming a supervillain? I would like that very much.
Yeah, so, no, is it? It's like, yes.
Yeah. It's like they had an hour. They had an hour's worth of takes, and they had to work with what they had.
Cut.
Cut. Do it again, jackass. So he's going to be the new supervillain, and I love to next week, you see Tiveculus go, what is this treachery? I'm like, soul, tuning in.
Tiveculus is that nerd in high school that everyone hated that would, like, play Dungeons & Dragons.
And he's in character by the source of lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. It's like, all right, Tiveculus, lay off, all right?
By the power of Anar, demon be gone!
Yeah. By the son of Lorik,
Prince of Elves, demon be gone!
Now that's Who Wants to Be a Superhero. Love the show. Can't wait to talk more about it. All right, Steven, this week on Entourage, some stuff happened. Now, you remember last week when Ari, he finally had a settlement with Malcolm McDowell's character, who I can't remember his name. And
Ultraviolence.
They settled for $12 million. So immediately Ari was, I'm going to open the biggest agency in Hollywood, and I'm going to put him out of business.
You know, he doesn't have the money in his hands. He's ready to spend it.
Yeah, he really should have waited like 6 months or something, at least till he has the check. But anyway, last season, Vince did a small film called Queens Boulevard. It was a black and white movie, a project he wanted to do for him.
Because it represented where he came from.
Right, and it was going to be a limited release. Now that Aquaman's come out, they want to major release it, like wide, 1,200 screens. So they're really excited about this, except the director is not. He's really pissed. And this guy was crazy anyway that we figured out last season. And
well, he's upset because why?
Because the studio's colorized.
They Ted Turnered it.
They Ted Turner. They colorized his black and white film. And I thought what would have been better is if they watched it and all of a sudden it's like a Scanner Darkly animation over it. That would have been genius. But they colorized his black and white film. So is Vince going to jump on board with him and try to derail the movie from being released or go ahead and let it be done? The big press conference with the foreign press. And he
well,
said,
at the end, yeah, right.
You got to kiss the foreign press's ass. But instead, what he does is he said...
He trashed the movie.
Yeah, they're in this for the money. They ruin the integrity of the film by making it color. Now, meanwhile, with Ari, he goes to have lunch, and he pretty much gets bushwhacked by a gaggle of silver-backed agents. Let's check it out.
Ari, you really think we haven't been watching you?
I don't know. Have you been watching me?
Yes, we have, and we know what you've been up to.
What have I been up to?
Why don't you tell us?
Why should I tell you if you already know?
Why don't you?
All right,
why
come
don't
on.
You
this
us?
Is getting us nowhere here. Let me just say this. Look, I've known you for 20 years.
Yeah.
I always knew that you were a smug little rat with grand aspirations. That's why it was such a shock to me to see you sitting in that little boutique agency of yours for the last 9 months. But I guess I've seen this before. It's all a ruse in your master plan.
Master plan?
Look, Ari, simply put, we're here to assure you that the eight of us, who represent most of the power in this town, are lined up to say that if you go near one of our clients, or one of our agents, or even one of our highly prized mailroom boys, we will all come down on you with the wrath of 10,000 suns.
You know what's
by the source of light
that is that you use the words master plan and rat when talking about me, you Hitler-loving anti-Semitic bag. I can only hope that 50% of the power at this table is as offended as I am.
Ari, is it true?
Come on, yes or no?
Okay, you got me. I'm setting up my own shop.
Thank you.
Ari Gold is back and going to be bigger than ever. But I assure you, and I swear this on my children's names, I have no intention of going after any of your clients or your agents. Only his.
Really, Ari?
Really, Terrence.
And with whose money do you plan on funding all this, Ari?
Yours, you cockney f**k. You signed the settlement papers, didn't you?
Yes, but I didn't sign any checks, and I won't. Ari, I'll happily spend $50 million over the next 10 years to make sure that you don't even get a dime today.
Call everyone on that list. Emergency Hamlet session, now!
Ari, Vincent E. called twice, and they do not seem happy.
I will call them back, Lloyd. Did you not hear me? This is not a drill. This is an emergency.
Well, who's going to man the phones?
The phones, Lloyd. Unless Carmen Electra calls for an emergency titty don't answer.
There is a, I just remember there was a great bit with Drama trying to audition for the new Eddie Burns project. Ed Burns wanted him to do Brothers McMullen, but instead he did a three-episode story arc on 90210 as a guy who was...
abused Tori Spelling.
Yeah, he's like sexually harassing Tori Spelling. Drama gets all nervous and stuff when he's going to audition, and he goes to...
He gets angry at people for no reason.
So this week they're going to Vegas. I can't wait to see this episode. And they've got a special guest on the show, Steven, and that is... damn Seth Green. What is he doing on this show? So that's Entourage. Now, guys, I'm sticking with our embargo of BB All-Stars, but I thought I'd play a clip of why I am not watching the show anymore. Let's check it out.
Bring.
Hello?
Will.
Yo.
Yo, it's Boogie.
Hey.
Check this. Okay. So I go to the veto ceremony.
Right.
I veto myself off the block, obviously.
Naturally.
So I think they're about to call your name.
They are.
Janelle puts Diane up.
So anyway, that's why I'm not watching Big Brother All-Stars, because Will and Boogie are jackasses, and I'm sick of their stupid phone thing. Hey, Steven, bring.
What up?
We're a couple of jag-offs, aren't we?
Aren't we so clever?
Check it out if you dare, because they're pulling a new twist, Bill. They're going to do a coup d'etat. Ooh. Every year, Vanessa, they do an endurance competition. It's really cool. They spend all night standing somewhere, holding something. But these people are such prima donnas, no one wanted to do it. That shows you right there what it took out of the game. Because last season, they were in from the evening, or I don't know what time the show comes on, like 8 o'clock or whatever. And the next morning, it was daytime, and they were still in that box holding the button. That's because they wanted to get HOH. It's desperate. This year, they don't give a crap, you know?
Yeah, I think they went, what, 15 hours or something?
Yeah, it was insane. And so that shows
nobody
right there.
Nobody cares. It's just, it's worthless to watch this season. The All-Stars was the worst idea possible.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want to get hosting for your podcast? Let me rephrase that. Want to get hosting for your podcast without paying a bandwidth bill? Then make the switch to SwitchPod.com. Take a look at SwitchPod's free podcast hosting, free to you and a small ad in your feed. Or you can get a premium ad-free account for as little as $3 a month. You're happy? We're happy. Switch it over and switch it on. SwitchPod.com. Podcast hosting the way it should be.
All right, Vanessa, let's do the news.
Thank you.
looks like a homeless Princess Leia.
All right, Vanessa, what do you got in the news this week?
All right. Police in the German city of Aachen received an unusual call for help late Wednesday when a woman telephoned to complain her husband was not fulfilling his sexual obligations. After the couple had been sleeping in separate beds for several months without intimate contact, the 44-year-old woman woke the husband, who was 45, in the middle of the night and demanded that he satisfy her needs. When her advances were refused, a fight broke out and she called the police and asked them to intervene. The police officials did not feel able to resolve the dispute, let alone issue any kind of official order. And because no crime or infringement could be identified, all they could do was file a report and case intervention, which might be required at a later date. What the hell?
I'm afraid something inside me died.
I'm just kind of wondering, and I, you know, not knowing what she looks like, what,
yeah.
What man turns down sex?
My ex-husband? All right.
I'm just saying,
whoa.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
You asked.
All right. What else you got,
Vanessa?
It's
normally the other way around. Oh, no. Cold fish.
I said normally.
Oh, yeah, normally, yeah. But no, I ended up with the refrigerator. All right.
Refrigerator Perry?
Yeah.
I love that guy. When he was a G.I. Joe figure and he had the football on
it. On the chain?
Nice.
All right. Hundreds of Britons are being urged to attend what is being branded as Europe's first Masturbate-a-thon, a leading reproductive healthcare charity set on Friday. Marie Stopes International, which is hosting the event, with HIV/AIDS charity, the Terrence
Higgins Trust. It's nice, guys. Let's do it.
Said it's expected up to 200 people to attend the sponsored masturbation session.
It's the world's largest circle jerk.
She says, Marie Stopes says, it's a bit of a publicity stunt, but we kind of hope to raise awareness. We want to get people talking about safer sex, masturbation, and to lift the taboos associated with it. Participants who have to be over 18 can bring any aids they need and can take part in four different rooms, a comfort area, a mixed area, along with men and women only areas.
However, I'm going to say masturbating a minute. Am I allowed?
I think they would want to keep AIDS as far away from this place as possible.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
No, can bring any, like, sexual AIDS, like...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Totally misunderstood.
Vibrators, dildos. But,
whoa.
Okay. Like, I was thinking the mixed room where they're all just masturbating each other.
Wow.
What room are you going to be in, Bill?
I'll be in the women-only room.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Since, however, the rules of the event's website states there can be no touching of other participants, nor are allowed. People aren't allowed to fake orgasms. The amount you raise. Well, I guess women are out. The amount you raise will be determined by how many minutes you masturbate and/or how many orgasms you achieve.
Some chafing there.
Wow.
No kidding. The Marie Stopes spokeswoman said local religious groups had been initially outraged, of course, but after people had heard what the event was about, they approved of it. Yeah. So I'm sure, Bill, you'll be going to England soon, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to fly right over there. I need to masturbate, but not alone. I need to do it in front of a group of people.
No,
and in another country.
All right,
man, you whacked out.
Diamonds are no longer a girl's best friend, according to a new U.S. study that found 3 out of 4 women would prefer... What do you think that women prefer over
money.
Diamonds?
Cars.
Nope.
Money.
Nope.
Shoes?
No.
Huge boni.
No. It's a plasma TV.
Ooh, me too.
That's because women are stupid.
It's LCDs, ladies.
No one in their right mind would buy a plasma.
The survey commissioned by U.S. cable television's Oxygen Network that is owned and operated by women. Women were found on average to own 6.6 technology devices, while men only
technology devices.
I know, I love that. While men own 6.9. And 4 out of every 5 women felt comfortable using technology, with 46% doing their own computer troubleshooting.
Oh, but brain.
People make the assumption that women are not as advanced as men when it comes to technology, and I was surprised at the parity men and women now have in terms of technology, the chairman of Oxygen Network said. Girls Gone Wired survey of 1,400 women and 700 men aged 15 to 49, which was conducted by market researcher TRU, found that given the choice, women would opt for tech items rather than luxury items like jewelry, vacations, or cars. The study also
opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
77% of women surveyed would prefer a new plasma television to a diamond solitaire necklace, and 56% would opt for a new plasma TV over a weekend vacation in Florida.
Do you think plasma is a general term, Bill, in the story? They mean LCD and DLP also?
Big screen TV.
They just mean HDTV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They probably just mean like a flat screen television.
Yeah, even in the picture they have, it's just a flat screen.
After that.
Plasmas are the worst investment you could possibly make for a television.
Right, very short-lived lifespan.
Women don't feel like they've been given credit for what they know, and they are condescended to, and I can attest to that. Jay Leno's thumbs are about to get a workout. The Tonight Show host is filling in as a guest critic on the movie review show, Ebert and Roper.
Oh, nice.
Leno's appearance with Richard Roper will air nationally Saturday and Sunday. He will be the first of at least two guest hosts. Director Kevin Smith is slated to host in a show airing August 12th and the 13th. This promises to be a special experience, Roper said in a statement. Leno has been a great friend of our program over the years, and it's a real privilege to have him join me across the aisle.
Yeah, Ebert, thank you. I like watching movies.
Ebert, who is 64, is at a Chicago hospital and improving each day from surgery last month to repair complications from a previous cancer surgery. So, look forward to seeing Kevin Smith, and I guess they're going to have at least a couple of more, but they haven't said who yet.
Yeah, I give everything thumbs up before I see it. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Nah.
I got to keep on coming on my show.
Like Edward G. Robinson. All right. A German scientist has been testing an anti-stupidity pill with encouraging
on
mice and fruit flies. It said Hans Heinrich Roppers, director at the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Genetics
shit.
In
God
Berlin.
Bless you.
I love ketchup.
Has tested a pill thwarting hyperactivity in certain brain nerve cells, helping stabilize short-term memory and improving attentiveness. Vanessa. With mice and fruit flies, we were able to eliminate the loss of short-term memory. It's quoted saying
retarded.
In the paper, which is dubbed, it's the world's first anti-stupidity pill. Look for it soon at your GNC.
That's a great thing.
Steven's excited.
I need that.
And that's all I've got.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. Thank you for this week's news. We all love you. All right, Bill, no cult news this week?
No, there's no cult news this week. Nothing good enough to really merit me talking about.
How about we do some DVDs?
Let's do some DVDs. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! 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 Woohoo!
Awesome.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, Bill, DVDs. What do we got this week?
I'm afraid something inside me died.
We have a couple good ones this week, surprisingly. It's been pretty bare, with the exception of V for Vendetta last week.
Broadcasting too.
The first DVD for August 8th, 2006, is my choice of DVD of the week, and that is Brick. A film by Rian Johnson, starring Lucas Haas, Emily DeRaven, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I can tell you sound so excited.
It's a terrific movie. It's like a modern-day film noir set in like a teenage world. I watched it the other night, and it's really terrific.
We covered the trailer a while ago on the show, and I can't
it
wait to see
really
this.
Good, yeah.
I remember now. Yeah.
I'm definitely picking this up.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Here's a film that I've heard about. It's, I think it's the third film in a trilogy that Lars von Trier, I'm not sure how to say his last name. Is it Trier?
Yes. I got nothing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this is the third film in a series that he's done with, if you remember, Dogville, I think was the last one he did with Nicole Kidman. This one is called Manderley. It has Willem Dafoe, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Danny Glover. It says, while traveling across America, Grace, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, discovers the isolated plantation of Manderley, a place where no one knows that slavery has been abolished. With a good heart and pure intentions, Grace tries to emancipate the slaves and open the residents' eyes to the truth with shocking results.
It's a rumor that she's a Scientologist.
So it sounds extremely interesting and exciting. It's got Udo Kerr in it, and he's always good.
Oh, Yoda.
Now, this DVD really, it interests me. It has piqued my interest.
It is interesting.
Wow,
it
is, man, that's heavy.
I know, Jonathan. This is, you're gonna freak out. You're gonna get all chunk funk when you hear about this. It's a Choose Your Own Adventure DVD.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called The Abominable chunk Snowman.
Funk. I used to love Choose Your Own Adventure books.
It's called The Abominable Snowman?
Yes, and it's got 11 possible stories to it. And the voice actors in it, get this, William H. Macy, Lacey Chabert, Felicity Huffman, William H. Macy's wife, and Frankie Muniz.
Oh, so, my God!
They got decent voice talent for it, but I don't know how they do this. Maybe they use, like, branching or something, or, like, a certain scene happens, and then you get to choose what else happens. But I think that would be really cool for kids that never got to read the Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore?
I love those books when I was a little kid.
I still have some.
Yeah, I think I still have some, too.
But I think this is the second DVD, because that Final Destination. 3 was the Choose Your Own Adventure, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone died.
You can choose whether they live or die.
Next film is a... this one really kind of split the critics. Inside Man, a film by Spike Lee, isn't it? Yeah, he directed it, Spike Lee. Denzel Washington, Jodie Foster, Clive Owen... Willem Dafoe showing up again. I never saw it, but I heard different things about it.
Looks
good. It got pretty good reviews.
Like, yeah, one that it's a good heist movie, one that it's a boring heist movie. So
yeah,
I'll rent it.
It's always a toss up with Spike Lee. I mean, say what you will about his movies. Sometimes he doesn't always bat one out of the park, as they say.
I'm not really a Spike Lee fan, but I loved the book, The 25th Hour, and I loved his version of the film.
If you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It's great.
The book is really good, and he stayed really, really true to the book. I think the author actually wrote the screenplay for the movie also, so that could be a reason why it was so good. Okay, last DVD. I think you liked this show, Jason. I hated it, but maybe other people liked it. Prison Break, Season 1.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
I didn't watch that show.
I thought you watched the first few episodes.
I watched the pilot and never got into
it.
I hear it's a great show, but I couldn't get into it. You know what killed it for me, though? Fox put it on hiatus and then brought it back like 4 months later. How am I supposed to stay into a show like that? Lost
all
interest.
I remember is seeing the guy covered in the tattoo that supposedly was the map of the prison, and I was like, okay, stupid.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, especially because he has tattoos on his back. Hello? Did he figure out, hey, wait, how do I look at this? It's on my back.
I have to draw the map backwards so I'm looking in a mirror. It's right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, what the hell? Like, come on. Just can't he have a photographic memory, okay? I think whoever created the show saw Memento way too many times, and they didn't go that far with tattoos.
I think I could believe a photographic memory more than a body covered in a tattoo. And I think at some point in the season, a part of his tattoo gets cut off or something, burnt. But those are the DVDs for August 8th, 2006.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for doing DVDs this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've made my pick, you guys. How about you, Steven?
Yes.
Thank you.
right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week on Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 47. I'd like to thank you for joining us this week as we talked about our favorite shows, and we talked about video games and all sorts of stuff.
I'd like to congratulate my buddy Dave and his wife. They had a child yesterday.
Well, congratulations to them.
Congratulations, guys.
Boy or girl?
Little girl.
If you'd like to leave a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491. Or if you'd like to leave an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Also, feel free to visit us at nowhereinmulberry.com. There you'll see a link to our forum and our chat room. And Friday night, we have Friday Night Chats. Join us there at 11 Central. I can't wait to see you there. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Nowhere in Mulberry.
Starting to stink in here.
Now this is podcasting.